challenges faced by people during transition from hospital to community care. Transitioning from hospital to community care is a critical phase that requires careful planning and coordination to ensure people receive the support they deserve. Nurseline Healthcare's community transition services are specifically designed to address the unique challenges of transitions, particularly for people who require complex mental health support. By providing tailored, person-centered care and leveraging the expertise of multidisciplinary teams, Nurseline Healthcare ensures a smooth and successful transition from hospital to home. Delayed discharge. Delayed discharge often occurs when a person medically fit for discharge cannot leave the hospital due to a lack of appropriate care arrangements in the community. This issue is particularly prevalent among older people and people who require complex support. The challenges people face during this transition can stem from several factors, including inadequate discharge planning, poor communication between hospital and community care teams, and a lack of resources in community settings. These issues can significantly impact the person and the broader healthcare system, leading to a decline in well-being, hospital readmissions, extended hospital stays, and an increased burden on healthcare teams and social care services. One of the key areas contributing to delayed discharge is the unmet needs of people transitioning to community care. Without proper care coordination, people may face barriers to accessing ongoing care and services provided by local authorities and community services. The transitional care model aims to address these gaps by ensuring safe transitions from hospital to community settings, yet challenges persist. Poor communication between healthcare teams in hospital settings and community care providers often exacerbates the situation, leading to delays in the discharge process and, ultimately, poorer long-term outcomes. Addressing delayed discharge requires a collaborative approach integrating health and social care services, focusing on best practices in discharge planning and care transitions. By implementing new models of care and improving communication between all stakeholders involved in the care system, healthcare teams can better support people in their transition from hospital to community care. This reduces the risk of hospital readmission and ensures a successful transition to ongoing care in the community. Poor communication between hospital staff and community care providers. Poor communication between hospital teams and community care providers is a significant barrier to achieving a successful transition from hospital to community care. This communication breakdown often leads to a disjointed care experience, where crucial information about the person's health status, care requirements, and ongoing treatment plans is not effectively transferred from one setting to another. Such gaps in communication can result in delays in the implementation of community services, mismatched care expectations, and, ultimately, the risk of hospital readmission. Effective discharge planning and care coordination are essential components in mitigating these communication challenges. However, the reality is that many healthcare teams and social workers face systemic barriers, such as time constraints and differing protocols between hospital and community settings, which can impede the seamless exchange of information. This lack of synchronization not only hinders the quality of care provided but also increases the strain on the healthcare system as a whole, leading to poorer long-term outcomes for people transitioning out of hospital care. Addressing these issues requires a commitment to best practices in care transitions, including developing standardized communication protocols and stronger partnerships between hospital teams, community care providers, and local authorities. By fostering clearer, more consistent communication channels, healthcare teams can better manage the complexities of care transitions, reduce the risks associated with poor communication, and ensure that people receive the ongoing care they need to live fulfilling lives in their communities. Lack of care coordination. Lack of care coordination is a critical issue that can severely disrupt the transition from hospital to community care. Effective care coordination involves seamless communication and collaboration between healthcare teams, social workers, and community care providers to ensure that all aspects of a person's care plan are maintained once they leave the hospital. However, when this coordination is lacking, it can result in fragmented care, where essential services are delayed or not provided at all. This often leads to unmet needs, which can significantly impact a person's recovery and increase the risk of hospital readmission. One of the primary consequences of inadequate care coordination is the duplication of services or, conversely, the omission of critical care elements. For instance, if community care providers are not fully informed about the care provided in the hospital, they may not be prepared to continue necessary treatments or support. This disjointed approach can lead to a deterioration in the person's health, particularly in cases involving mental health, where continuity of care is vital. Moreover, without proper coordination, the healthcare system faces inefficiencies that constrain resources and prolong hospital stays, further complicating the discharge process and negatively affecting long-term outcomes. Improving care coordination requires a comprehensive strategy that includes clear communication protocols, integration of health and social care systems, and the involvement of all relevant stakeholders in discharge planning. By prioritizing these areas, healthcare teams can better manage the complexities of transitions from hospital to community care, ensuring that people receive the appropriate support needed for a safe and successful transition. Cultural and language barriers. Cultural and language barriers can significantly hinder the transition from hospital to community care, particularly for people from diverse backgrounds. When healthcare teams and community care providers are not culturally sensitive or lack language support services, important details about a person's care plan, beliefs, and preferences may be misunderstood or overlooked. This miscommunication can lead to inappropriate care, unmet needs, and increased anxiety, making the transition more challenging. For instance, a lack of understanding of cultural practices or language differences can result in non-adherence to prescribed treatments or reluctance to engage with community services, further complicating the discharge process and potentially leading to hospital readmission. Moreover, these barriers can exacerbate feelings of isolation and mistrust towards the healthcare system, particularly among older people and people who require complex care. Without adequate interpretation services or culturally competent care providers, people may struggle to express their concerns, understand their treatment options, or feel confident in managing their health in a community setting. This disconnect can prevent people from fully benefiting from the services and negatively impact their long-term health outcomes. Addressing cultural and language barriers requires a multifaceted approach that includes providing translation and interpretation services, cultural competency training for healthcare teams, and including culturally appropriate care practices in discharge planning. By recognizing and accommodating the diverse needs of people during the transition from hospital to community care, the healthcare system can ensure more equitable and effective care transitions, ultimately leading to better outcomes and reduced hospital readmissions. Inadequate continuity of care. Inadequate continuity of care is a significant issue within the healthcare system, particularly during the transition from a hospital stay to community care. Continuity of care ensures that all aspects of a person's treatment and recovery are seamlessly managed as they move from one care setting to another. However, when this continuity is disrupted, especially during hospital discharge, it can lead to gaps in care that negatively affect health outcomes. These disruptions are often due to poor communication between healthcare providers, a lack of comprehensive discharge planning, and insufficient follow-up in the community, which can result in a decline in well-being and increase the likelihood of hospital readmission. Health research has shown that inadequate continuity of care is particularly detrimental for people who require complex mental health support and who require consistent monitoring and coordinated services across different parts of the healthcare system. When people are discharged from the hospital without a clear and comprehensive care plan that includes coordination with community services, they may not receive the necessary support to manage their health effectively. This can lead to confusion about medication, missed appointments, and a lack of access to critical health services, ultimately compromising their recovery and increasing the strain on the healthcare system. Addressing this issue requires a concerted effort to improve communication and coordination between hospital and community care providers. Implementing standardized discharge protocols and ensuring that every person has a clear, individualized care plan can help bridge the gaps in care continuity. By prioritizing these practices, the healthcare system can reduce the risks associated with inadequate continuity of care, leading to better health outcomes and more efficient use of healthcare resources. Financial constraints. Financial constraints are a significant challenge when transitioning from hospital to community care, particularly for people requiring ongoing support through primary care and other services. These constraints often lead to a lack of available resources in community settings, where funding limitations prevent local authorities and care providers from offering comprehensive support. The financial pressure on the healthcare system can result in delayed access to necessary services such as rehabilitation, in-home care, and follow-up appointments, which are crucial for a smooth transition. Consequently, these limitations can cause prolonged hospital stays and increase the likelihood of hospital readmissions, as people do not receive the timely and coordinated care they need. Moreover, financial constraints can also impact the accessibility and affordability of other vital services for maintaining health post-discharge. For many people, particularly those with lower incomes, the cost of ongoing care, including specialized equipment or home modification, can be prohibitive. This financial burden often forces people to rely solely on primary care, which may not be sufficient to address their needs. Without adequate financial support, people may experience unmet needs, leading to poorer long-term health outcomes and placing additional strain on both primary care providers and the broader healthcare system. Addressing these financial barriers requires a multifaceted approach, including increased funding for community services, better integration between primary care and other services, and expanding financial assistance programs to support people transitioning from hospital to community care. By ensuring that financial constraints do not hinder access to necessary services, the healthcare system can improve care transitions, reduce hospital readmissions, and enhance overall health outcomes. Community transition services with Nurseline Healthcare. Nurseline Healthcare's community transition services are designed to provide comprehensive support for people transitioning from hospital to community care. We are dedicated to supporting people who require complex mental health care, offering a tailored approach that ensures a smooth and safe transition into the community. With a focus on person-centered care, our community transition services integrates the expertise of multidisciplinary teams to create individualized care plans that address the unique challenges faced during this critical period. To learn more about how Nurseline Healthcare's community transition services have positively impacted people's lives, check out our detailed case studies. Contact us today to discuss how we can support you or your loved one during the transition from hospital to home.